It's Iowa Public Radio's Studio One Tracks. I'm Mark Simmet, and we are live in our Cedar Falls studios. Welcome to those of you joining us on Facebook Live at Iowa Public Radio's Facebook page to view this performance, and also, of course, we're live on Tracks, and it's Dan Tedesco.
I'm going to start this off. Song, I think I've played this here before, but I've never done it on piano ever before, not even here in the studio. It's a song called The Outlier.
You can't rewire, so I found my own desire. Hear the auto-tune choir, don't it make you so tired? Some things you can't rewire, so I found my own desire. Hear the auto-tune choir, don't it make you so tired? Liar, oh.
Dan Tedesco at the Steinway with Outlier. Very nice.
Thank you very much.
But I have to ask you, because I'm sitting here and it's driving me nuts, Is it the out-of-tune choir or the auto-tune choir?
Auto-tune.
That's what I thought. Yeah. Okay. It makes more sense that way. Welcome back to,
thank you so much.
To Studio One and to IPR's airwaves. You've been on a couple of times. Good to have you back again. And we've got a lot of things to talk about, as well as having more music from... You know, are you a prolific songwriter?
Well, without sounding too arrogant, for better or worse, yeah, I write a lot.
Okay, because, you know, I know you've had several releases that you've been putting out pretty steadily, and you've got a new one coming up probably later this year, right?
Yeah, it should be out, hopefully, if everything goes planned, or as planned, by the very late summer, or early fall.
Okay, and we were talking earlier, you said it's an album, and then you went back and recorded some more for an EP.
Yeah, I went down. I'm recording with the same producer I worked with on a record I put out a couple years ago called Death in the Valley, and he's based in Lexington, Kentucky. I went down there last May and did, as you said, a full LP with a pretty full production on it. And I was playing down in Lexington back in December and did a kind of a quieter acoustic show. And my producer was there and was like, you know, I think that we should try to figure out a way to maybe do a batch of songs more in that setting as well. So we got some more time put together, and I went down there in February and did another 6 tracks. So, yeah, we'll end up with the full LP, and then probably following that up, I'm not sure when exactly, but with the accompanying EP to go with it.
We'll be looking for that. And we also wanted to mention quickly the upcoming Vaudeville Muse gig, which is called the Birthday Jam. Is it your birthday?
Yeah, well, that day? Technically my birthday is on the 20th, but I wanted to have the show on Saturday, and we're doing it on the 21st instead.
April 21st at Vaudeville Muse. And there is a special ticket offer in effect right now, right?
That is correct, yeah. Up until tomorrow morning at 10 a.m., if you purchase tickets, there will be no service fees.
And where should folks go to do that?
Best bet is just go to my website, which is dantedesco.com.
All right. It's Dan Tedesco here on Studio One.
All right. I don't get to play really great pianos like this very often, so I'm trying to take advantage of it while I can. I'm going to do another one here. I think maybe I've played this live a couple times on piano. We'll see how it goes tonight. This is from a number of years back. It's a song called Tracks on Fire.
Tracks on fire, and tracks watch on the wire. I seen them tracks on fire.
Move over to the guitar. Do something for you guys called Fire in the Tumbleweed. Saying something about how Jesus loves us all.
fire in the tumbleweed. Burn, baby, burn. Let the flames drown the ghosts of this town. Clearing out the brush and the brambles, strangling this town gone to shambles, to riddles and to rambles. The new grass is growing tall, blowing sweet with the smell of fresh rain and the smell of mesquite. The windmill spinning 'neath the moon, brilliant stars shining bright. Silent sweeping through the trees, silent sweeping through the night. There's fire in the tumbleweed. Burn, baby, burn. This town. There's fire in the tumbleweed. Burn, baby, burn. Let the flames drown the ghosts of this town.
Something I'd like to mention before I play this next one. I just started up this new series on YouTube called Live from the Writing Room, which I've been doing this thing where I take a song of mine and just do kind of a real simple version of it from the actual writing room in my house. And I'm going to do this. I don't know how many songs in all it will end up being, but we'll just see how it goes as time rolls on. But this was one that I put up a couple weeks ago. This is from my most recent release, and it's a song called Waiting at the Gate.
There for the taking, the sun did set, and the moon was breaking, cool shadows of regret. And I'd run out of excuses, got no one left to blame. Living in reclusion, stopped answering my name. Some people might say it's a product of fate. But I'll admit I left it waiting at the gate. And time is so peculiar, how it evens the score. The winners and the losers won't matter anymore. When this is all over and we're long gone, it keeps its composure, your life carries on. I made my peace with all that, licked off the plate. But in my dreams, it's still waiting at the gate. Thank you. the ice will be when the auto-tune choir will sing out a key. And the storms will rage, the money will melt, and the math on the page will finally be felt. How or when, it ain't up for debate. It's losing patience, waiting at the gate. Strangers, the man in the hood, with so many dangers, most misunderstood. A mind full of worry, so everybody sue. And the judge and the jury call little boy blue. Bring out the handcuffs, you bring out the hate. Well, the people are hungry and waiting at the gate.
Dan Tedesco on Studio One Tracks. The Auto-Tune Choir makes another appearance.
That's right. It's a bit of a theme.
Good thing I brought it up then when I did. You mentioned the Writing Room series on your YouTube channel.
Yep.
And you also have a documentary there. Very interesting, kind of a revealing look at the life of a working musician. It's called Chasing the Lightning, and it's 20 minutes long. And I think you really managed to communicate the reality of being on the road. You know, you didn't really gloss over any of the...
No.
You're not creating any illusions for people who want to do what you do.
No, and one of the other things I hope to accomplish with that film was not just for people maybe wanting to do what I do, but also just for people in general that don't really have any clue what it actually is like. You know, the way that I think most people interpret the music lifestyle is very, very different by way of how the media portrays it, how it's portrayed in other movies and films and stories that you hear. The reality of it is that it's a hard work job. You know, it's a lot of time in the car and a lot of time with your thoughts, which can be a sketchy place sometimes to be for too long. But
that's where all those songs come from.
That's right? Exactly right, man. Since the space is in between the cities, you know, that's where the writing happens. But I'm glad you enjoyed it. Thank you.
Yeah. Check it out. It is on YouTube. It's called Chasing the Lightning, The Working Musician's Life. And as I said, it's about 20 minutes long. Nice glimpse into the life of a working musician, which is certainly what Dan Tedesco is. Originally from the Chicago area, lived for a time in Los Angeles, and currently based in Des Moines. And we want to mention again that upcoming birthday jam at Vaudeville Muse on April 21st. Dan Tedesco and friends there. The host country is going to be there. Patricia Hartman, other people as well, right, Dan?
Yep.
At that night of music, Josh Davis.
Josh Davis and Dan Trook.
Okay, so you can... get a good deal on tickets right now. No ticket fees if you purchase by 10 o'clock the morning of March 22nd, which is tomorrow as we're doing this live. Find out more at dantedesco.com. And let's have some more from Dan Tedesco.
All right. So we talked a little bit about some of the new work I've been doing in the studio, and I thought I'd do a couple songs from this new batch. I've been trying some of these out at some of the shows the last few months. See how you guys like them tonight. This is something that was written, I don't know, maybe 2 years ago, at a time when I was thinking that maybe I wouldn't be able to do this forever, and started thinking about how I would go about re-identifying myself after basically spending my entire life consumed by music. And I set the story of this character actually in a baseball scenario, because those guys have a very finite period of time physically that they can actually do what they do, and then they have to figure out what the second half of their life essentially is going to be. And that moment coming around to spring training when you're not playing anymore, I have to imagine, is a daunting place to find yourself. Similar to if you weren't going to be playing music anymore or doing whatever it is that you'd been doing for most of your life, having to re-identify and sort of rebuild yourself in a sense. This is called Lonely in Left Field.
It's lonely in left field, and it's hot in the sun. Hecklers in the stands, and the game's just begun. It's lonely in left field, so far away from everyone. It's lonely in left field, with who's sitting second row. Baby in her hands, and my arm too sore to throw. It's lonely in left field, watching the dandelions blow. And this game has brought me everything, sent me crisscrossing through my dreams. Would I or she identify me out of my uniform come the spring? And it's lonely in left field, and it's hot in the sun.
The second one I'd like to do here is something called Soreness in My Eyes. And this is an interesting song because I wrote the chorus, I don't know, maybe 11 years ago. But songwriting is kind of a funny thing where you have these little pieces of ideas that sit around. And every now and then you pull one out and try it with something new. And sometimes it works out. Sometimes it goes back and sits around for another few years and you try it again and so on. And I finally found a home for this one. It's called Soreness in My Eyes.
Now I've seen good men bed, blown out in the cold, and bad men bathe in fine whiskey. I've seen young kids live a little too old, and you know that's a bit too risky. And I've seen many friends bought and then sold, and I wonder if any of them miss me. But there's a moment at dusk when the shadows grow long, the steam from the creek starts to rise like a pretty girl's smile. It can for but a while ease the soreness in my eyes. And I've watched things I love slowly disappear, and things I slip into focus. I've watched puppets preach what they want to hear, and the crowd cheer the hocus pocus. And I've watched mothers dry their daughters' tears and try
All right, now we're gonna kick it up a notch. As I've been saying about this song for the last couple years I've been playing it, something I wrote in the middle of a big Bob Dylan phase that coincided with a big Motorhead phase. And it's a song for peace, as far as I'm concerned. It's called The Truce.
Sensation, salvation that you frantically defend. So why not make a truce, my friend? Keep on your peaceful way. We're both gonna die someday. And
I know you're feeling out of place, like you've been dealt a card with a worn off face. Don't forget that I ain't to blame, to frame, to maim, or to entertain. I'm sorry that you're feeling so blue, but everyone's got their demons too. The steps you take are yours to choose, so clean the mud off of your shoes. Don't come crash and bash me out, cash or hash or lash me out. But you only get so much to spend, so recall our road truce, my friend. Keep on your peaceful way, 'cause we're both gonna die someday. In your mirror now, there's no time to waste, so take a bow. On the limelight, on the center stage, tape up the battered, tattered page. Put that book back up on the shelf, go try digging on something else. Shit on the street we ever again meet. Love me, try not to beat or defeat, 'cause you only get so much to spend. So recall our old truce, my friend. Keep on your peaceful way, 'cause we're both gonna die someday.
Dan Tedesco. Very nice, Dan.
Thanks, man.
Dan Tedesco here live on Studio One Tracks. You can find Dan Tedesco's music at dantedesco.com. You can find his videos on his YouTube channel, including the documentary Chasing the Lightning. Again, that live date coming up at Vaudeville Muse, Dan Tedesco and Friends Birthday Jam on April 21st. No ticket fees right now if you purchase those tickets before 10 a.m. March 22nd. And after that, it's dates in Colorado, Missouri, Kansas. Life on the road for Dan Tedesco. Dan Tedesco. Thanks to Phil Moss, our technical producer, also Chris Fenton and Tony Daner. I'm Mark Simmet. Dan, you got one more in you?
I got one more in me.
All right.
Thank you guys again for having me. It's always a pleasure to be here. All right, I'm going to send you off into the night with this one. It's something called Rock On.
Johnson, rock on, one.